Hello everyone, and thank you very much for being here tonight. Before I introduce our guest speaker, P. Sainath, I would like to thank everyone who made this talk possible. I thank the College of Liberal Arts, the Center for Social and Environmental Justice, and the Association of India's Development for sponsoring this event. I especially thank Shari Clevenger, Dr. Candice Goucher, Ben Duncan, Dr. Desiree Heligas, Dr. Mark Stefan, all the volunteers of AID, Terry Potenga, and Pete Anderson. Along with P. Sainath, I would also like to extend a very warm welcome to Joe Mullins. Joe is a Canadian documentary filmmaker who traveled with Sainath across the Indian countryside to document Sainath's work. The film is called A Tribe of His Own, The Journalism of P. Sainath. If you would like copies of the film, they're available outside. P. Sainath is one of Asia's leading journalists on development, and his writing, which is described as the conscience of the Indian nation, focuses on the impact of neoliberal globalization on the lives of people, poverty, and food security in rural India. In 2001, P. Sainath became the first journalist in the world to win Amnesty International's Global Human Rights Journalism Prize. In the same year, together with CNN's Jim Clancy, he also won the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization's prestigious prize for work of international importance in addressing the issues of hunger. In November 2002, he became the first print media journalist to win the Inspiration Award at the Global Visions Film Festival in Edmonton, Canada, along with filmmaker Joe Mullins. His book, Everybody Loves a Good Drought, the copies are also available, consists of a series of reports on living conditions in India's 10 poorest districts, home to some of the poorest villages and communities in the world. It was the product of living 2 years amongst those communities and filing 84 reports for the Times of India from the villages. Working on his book meant covering 100,000 kilometers across India. Sainath used 16 forms of transport for this and walked over 5,000 kilometers on foot. Sainath's present nationwide project is on Dalits for India's national newspaper, The Hindu, and his work is also on anti-farmer policies. It was of his work on India's agrarian crisis that the jury of the Prem Bhatia Prize said, rarely has an individual journalist gone so determinedly against the current of entrenched official orthodoxy, bureaucratic apathy, and intellectual smugness. Sainath's photo exhibit, which is outside in the hallway, is one of the best told stories of the life and work of women in rural India. Entitled Visible Work, Invisible Women, the exhibit mixes text with visuals and brings home the astonishing but unacknowledged contribution that poor rural women make to the national economy. The print media remains Sainath's primary domain. 20 years ago, filmmaker Khwaja Ahmed Abbas called P. Sainath incorrigible, incorruptible, often infuriating, the most irreverent voice in Indian journalism. Please join me in welcoming P. Sainath.